I love the intro. I love the intro. It's really cool. Thanks for playing it for me so I could get in the mood.
You're welcome.
How are you? What was that? That sounded so sad. What's up?
I don't know. I actually am kind of sad. That movie put me in a sad mood.
What movie?
Disaster Artist.
Oh, you saw The Disaster Artist.
You asshole.
Oh, you saw that movie. How was it?
What do you think? You were right next to me.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. But it was it was a long conversation. And I don't think this is mini-sode fodder. So
whatever.
We should move on. So I think we should definitely get into some things like...
I have business.
Go. In. I'm in.
I just wanted to remind everyone that we have... Some people have started joining the discussion group.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. But we get a lot of mail.
How many people have joined the discussion
group? None of your business. You can look for yourself.
If a discussion group is not being utilized for discussion, does the discussion group still exist?
The classic philosophical problem.
That's right.
Sorry. My computer just made a noise.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, so we have a discussion group. If you guys want to talk to one another, that is a place where you can do it. If you would rather not, just send us all your private thoughts.
Right.
But we also like your little private love notes, so you can keep sending those too.
Absolutely. It's the best. Do we have any private love notes?
I have a Gmail.
Frick yes.
Do you want to know what's cool about it?
Sure.
It's our very first international mail.
From where?
From Canada.
Canada! Who?
Kelsey from Canada is our new favorite Canadian.
Love it.
She's my favorite Canadian now.
Well, let's hear what Kelsey from Canada has to say about the Cahers.
Kelsey says, "Hello from Canada. My theory on the suspects isn't so much a theory, but more of a speculation. Although Bailey's exes make good suspects, they seem more like side effects to me. Is it possible that he was cursed before these relationships?"
Yes.
Yeah. Well, sure. In the last episode, we did go back a little bit. We looked at your childhood a little bit more.
Right.
Your youth.
Yeah. I mean, that's possible. But like how, I mean, I don't know. That's, sure. It's possible. It's all possible at this point.
So cynical.
What? No, it is. It's all possible at this point. If I am playing along with this whole bit, then yes, it's all.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, well... I don't 100% believe in curses, says Kelsey, and apparently also Bailey. But I've witnessed someone being cursed before.
Wait, you don't believe in curses, but you've witnessed a curse.
Yeah, she saw someone. Will you listen to the rest of the email?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
This arrogant teenage boy would relentlessly tease an older lady we worked with. She was born and raised in Africa, and she's from a Middle Eastern family. She's very wise and has a lot of experience in, quote, witchcraft. This kid would always mock her accent and make jokes, so one day she stands there and says something to him in a different language, and then in English says, "There, now you are cursed." Of course, he laughed along with the others who witnessed it happen. It could be coincidence that his girlfriend dumped him not long after the incident, and he has continued gaining weight ever since, or he could actually be cursed. I'll never know because I don't talk to him anymore.
Well, that would explain why I can never stop gaining weight. Curse.
Now you believe it?
Now I know.
Okay.
Keep going. Sorry, Kelsey.
I'll never know because I don't talk to him anymore.
Good call.
But I wonder if he even remembers it happening. To get to my point, kids often do shitty things without realizing their effects on people. I am guilty of this myself. I did and said a lot of senseless things to people. Bailey's curse could go back to elementary or middle school. 12 would probably be a prime cursing age. Most 12-year-olds are unbearable.
Okay.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I like that point. That's a good point. Is like, we do take for granted a lot of the things that we just giggle about and move on from. And it's like, well, maybe that has a huge impact on your life, being cursed by someone. That's a good call, Kelsey. Thank you for that.
Yeah. The kids are assholes theory is actually holding a lot of water for me.
There's more to the letter. What'd she say?
She says nice things, and then she says, "Cheers, Kelsey," which is a very cute way to sign off.
Yeah.
P.S. Your intro song is amazing. I want to download it and play it on repeat. Well,
true.
Kelsey, we are trying to make that happen for you. You can currently download our outro song if you want to. I think it's on Bandcamp. I'll put a link on the Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, and we'll figure out a way to make the first one available as well. The intro song. Our good friends Adam James and Austin Archer provided those songs for us, and they're perfect. They're incredible. I listen to them on loop, so you should be able to as well.
We're so proud of them.
They are.
Our talented friends.
They're the best.
So let us have their things.
So there's also a bit of Instagram listener mail.
Lay it on me.
Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, I got to bring up something. I got a text from a friend asking, and now I haven't listened to the fourth episode, so I don't actually know, but he asked me if Paul Draper, who did our magic trick and, you know, talked to our, you know, he
did the dream
dissected my dreams for me. Is that the same Paul that runs the Instagram? No, that is not the same Paul that runs the Instagram. So in case anybody else was wondering, I'm going to start calling Paul who runs the Instagram Polly, because that's what I call him anyway. So it's going to, that's just makes more sense to everybody else. But Paul Draper was super nice enough to Skype in with us. Video of that, actually, of the
we do. I'm trying to put it together because it was like I did like a video capture on my Skype screen and it looks kind of weird and I'm like trying to make it.
So I just signed on to the Instagram, which is the only thing I ever look at in terms of this podcast. But and the first thing that popped up was actually from the person who sent us the listener mail. So that's kind of cool. It looks like a Alpine driving situation. It's
that's
very
so
beautiful.
Creepy. You're being so creepy.
Am
right
I?
Now.
It's cool. No, it just was the first thing that popped up. That's not creepy. Don't. Okay. I'm gonna throw you across the room. All right. Let's find.
I'd like to see it dry.
Where was it? I can't find it. Oh, it's in the messages, I'm sure.
Oh, we got a little, she slid into the DMs.
The DMs were slid into, here they are. Okay. Oh, wow. They had a full on back and forth. Let's see. So the first thing that she says, this is, I'm going to call her Shannon because it looks, or Shanny. Shanny. I'm going to call her Shanny. Shanny. Great. Shanny says, found your podcast tonight. Obsessed. Oh, thanks. I'm awesome. On board, guys. She's on board. Let's figure this shit out. And then she has a nice little, female detective emoji.
Excellent. Gumshoes.
Here we go. So my initial 4 minutes into the show theory is that Bailey was actually a witch in his past life. You don't necessarily keep gender from life to life. That's true, but I don't know that a witch has to be a male or a female either. So stick with me on this. Okay, we will. Bailey was a witch in a past life and something went really, really wrong. And now he's carrying a curse he brought on himself. Or it's simply karmic debt for all the bad he caused in that precious life, eh? And then she's got like a shrugging like, you with me emoji? Either way, Bailey, go buy yourself a sage smudge stick and start cleansing your aura / energy field. And maybe that will relieve some of this bad energy.
I got you one of those.
You did. You gave me a giant smudge stick, but there was like all these other things involved in it. It was like pine.
Well, I kind of acquired it under mysterious circumstances, and so I don't actually know what it is.
It was a little freaky. I don't know whether to
smoke
it
or... Maybe just don't light it on fire. Yeah. It might just be a fire hazard.
It's pretty intense.
It smells kind of cool.
It does, but I don't know how much cleansing it's going to do and more just like burning down my apartment.
Yeah.
So Polly says back to her, to Shanny, Marza and Bailey are going to love this. Can you tell me more about why you think the past life theory works? Does it still hold up 3 episodes in? He asks. Bailey and Marza, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Not to worry at all, she says. Past life debt / karma is such a layered, deep concept, so this will only scratch the surface. All right, here we go. When we die, we have debt and karma from that lifetime that need... Okay, I'm going to start over. When we die, we have debt and karma from that lifetime that need to be repaid. When we reincarnate into the next life, we have a soul contract that covers many aspects on the upcoming lifetime, including how to, quote, repay for what anguish we caused others in our most recent lifetime. Okay, I'm with you. If Bailey was a witch before, he would have caused multiple people unpleasant situations in many facets of their lives. Since Bailey's bad luck is so spread out to many areas of his life and not just simply only misplacing his keys, for example, it appears there is more at work here. I think Bailey is repaying back karmic debt, hence why he doesn't die in an armed robbery or car accidents. It's not repaid if he, quote, expires. He has to put in a life sentence. Oh, man.
Shit.
And since he would have... Wow, this is great. And since he would have used some type of magic to cause others pain in some way, his bad luck appears in the same fashion of curse of sorts. Oh. Silly theory, perhaps. But maybe we'll lead you to other ideas. Tell Bailey to go find a really good past life regression hypnotist. Maybe more will be revealed. I love that.
That's so cool.
That's Channy, incredible. That's so cool. Thank you. Yeah, wow. That's a lot of theory. That's a lot of gumshoe in there.
I love that. So past life Bailey was not a good witch.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like in that theory. Yeah, that's a cool fan theory. I can't speak to that. I don't know. Believe is a weird word because I don't actively like believe in past lives and things like that. Like but spiritually I do believe that we all live, many lives in different ways, whatever that may be. And that could possibly be a good point, Shani. So thank you.
So right now you're saying you believe in it?
I'm saying it makes sense.
You're saying you believe in the curse and also you're the witch?
Thanks. I'm saying it makes sense as a theory in terms of what we're doing here.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So I appreciated that.
That's so cool. You guys are getting really awesome mail. And we're really excited that we get to share it with you all. And please don't forget to send us all of your theories. You can send them to Instagram or Facebook at Bailey Was Cursed. Or email us at baileywascursed@gmail.com. I'm getting good at that.
Well done.
It just runs right off the tongue now.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's really, really, really good.
Thanks, I'm a professional.
What were the other things that we needed to talk about? Because I feel like there's something else we needed to talk about, and I'm losing my mind.
No, I don't think so. Excited for next week's episode. Wait, you didn't listen to episode 4?
No. If we're being straight up...
You didn't listen to the show at all, did you?
I listened to the first episode, and it was awesome. And I listened to the first minisode, just to see, because I felt like I made a fool of myself. And then I listened to it, and I was like, oh, that was good.
I'm so hurt.
I'm just behind. I'm going to get to it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I have other pods I'm trying to catch up on, and I'm...
No, I see how it is. I see how it is.
Dude, I'm sure it's amazing. The first episode is incredible. You did a great job. But you also credited me as doing all these things. You're like, edited, directed, produced, written, cinematography by J. Bailey Bridger. I was like,
it's like a joint.
Sure. I'm really just the storyteller, though. I don't know. I mean, you sat me on a couch and I told stories. And now I'm mini-so with you.
Look, man, I just tell stories.
I have a mural of that word tattooed on my back. Story.
I'm just a tapestry of human experiences.
Jim Henson's The Storyteller with John Hurt.
What?
Did you ever watch that?
I don't think I get your reference.
It's kind of in the vein of storybook theater. Oh. So it's, But not. Is that it? Is that all we gotta talk about?
Well, that's the show.
Buck-ba.
Buck-ba.
Mini-sode.